Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting 7th. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer bunts towards the mound. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Bush moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bush tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. White moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Newman moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson fires to first and has Seitzer trapped. There's the throw to Gagne who tags Seitzer for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals won. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stillwell strikes out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Moses now playing left field. Randy Bush now playing right field. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Thurman. Harper reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.